Macmillan Digital Audio and Belinda present this unabridged recording of
The Perfect Present by Karen Swan, read by Imogen Church. Prologue, July 1981. My darlings, there is no easy way to say goodbye. Not after our hello. What a day that was. Your matching pink faces blinking up at me like two old souls come to guide me through our adventures together. For I was so young when I had you. And thank goodness for that. We snatched six precious years that ought not to have been ours, and we made them dance, didn't we? It was all so clear to me in that very first instant. You are why my heart beats and my eyes open, why my skin breathes and my spirit soars. You are my heart, my soul, my love, my life. I have rejoiced in every moment with you, not just the wondrous look on your faces on Christmas morning, but the little miracles too. How the freckles on your noses flower like daisies on summer days, and how your bodies turn gasps into laughter as I give you cow bites on your ribs. Never forget those, by the way. Even when you're all grown up, they make everybody smile. What else will I miss? The smell of your heads? I would bottle it and wear it like perfume if I could. Heaven's scent, I always called you, and I was right. I'll miss the feeling of your loving hands in mine. I'll miss the three of us sleeping in our bed together, all messy and noisy like hibernating bears, and no one there to tell us off when we sleep late. Please make sure you sleep enough. It's so important. And brush your teeth twice every day. And eat fruit. There are also, I suppose, lots of things that aren't important. Even though grown-ups say they are, things like not wearing your shoes on the carpet or eating all your broccoli. It doesn't matter if you never grow to like courgette. I didn't start eating quiche till last year and it didn't do me any harm. At least, I don't think it's the reason I'm writing this letter. Oh dear, bad joke. Just try to be open to new things. I think that's the message to get across. Life is big and noisy and exciting and colourful, but sometimes it also feels scary and you have to be brave. Even when people let you down and break your heart, and sadly they will, just keep going and never give up. You will recover. I made you strong.